Well, a little reminder, you know that John is writing his gospel assuming that you've read the others, because John wrote a good deal later than all the others. So we've seen that he could mention it was Peter who denied Jesus, because Peter's dead by now, so there's not going to be any comeback on that one. So we've seen Peter's denial, we've seen how Jesus is facing the truth and Peter is denying him at the same time, which is very sad. And we get now to chapter 18, verse 28. And he says, then the Jews led Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. Now then, what do you notice about that? I don't know if you have read the other Gospels, but there were two trials before two high priests. Annas was the preliminary, he's the man who's in charge of everything, and then he was sent over to Caiaphas, who was a religious court, you'd say, right? And John doesn't say anything about Caiaphas' trial, except that they sent him to Caiaphas. Because he's assuming you've read the other chapters in the other Gospels, right? But he comes to deal with more of the detail of Pilate, which is where we get to now, right? Okay. Now, it was early in the... The Jews led Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. Right, and the Roman governor in those days was this guy called Pilate. Not very popular with the Jews. And the Jews weren't very popular with him either. He hated them, basically. There was no love lost between them. But the Jews had learned with Pilate, if you squeeze him out long enough, he gives in. Right, so that's what they were working on, yeah? So, they lead him to the palace of the governor. He's still there today, by the way, if you've done a tour of Jerusalem any time. It's the Antonia Palace. Or whatever it's called, something like Antonia, something like that.
Is it in the film?
Yes, yes. Just, they didn't deal with all the real things, it was all the make-believe stuff, most of it. Anyway, never mind. Okay, right, so he was led to there. This is going to be, now then, the point being, the important bit about this is, the Jews could pass a sentence of death, which is what they'd done, it was a fix, yeah, but they couldn't carry it out. The Romans had taken charge of running things, and you couldn't put someone to death unless the Romans were to do it. Yeah, so that's what it's about. Yeah? And the interesting thing is, in the plan of God, that was important, because who was involved in the death of Jesus? Jews. You see, people of Christian cultures. Who gets blamed for the death of Jesus is the Jews do, don't they?
Yeah.
Right. So who put him to death? The Romans, and they're Gentiles.
Yeah.
We're all in it.
Yeah.
We're all in it. That's the point to make. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Right, so they take him to the palace. Now it was early morning, right? So one of the things that's important about this is that by the early morning they've done a night time trial. They've got the Sanhedrin together, that was with Caiaphas, to do the official passing of the sentences and whatever. But it was a night-time trial. That's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Shouldn't have done that. But everything is fixed in this one. They're just cheating all the way along. They know what there is. You know, it's a bit like they say, we're going to take you out and we're going to give you a fair trial and then we'll execute you. That's how it works, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what it's going to be. Now, it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanness, the Jews did not enter the palace. They wanted to be able to eat the Passover. Now, isn't that hypocritical of anything? Here they are, plotting murder, no less, and yet they're very picky about not being defiled by meeting with the Gentile soldiers and all of that, in case it makes them ceremonially unclean, that they can't eat the Passover. Now, this verse is a real killer verse. Yeah? Because it's got a problem. What's the problem? Well, it's not about the eating outside. They don't want to be ceremonially unclean, so they can't eat the Passover. But the Passover's already gone. Right? Yes? Jesus held the Passover with his disciples, like most of the people in Jerusalem at that time. Right? So, we have a problem. We have a problem. And there are three possible solutions, at least. If you want to invent another one, you're welcome. One solution is this, that John wasn't talking about the Passover when he's writing about the events in his story.
Were they talking about the Sabbath?
No, we'll get there, don't worry. Yeah. In other words, there are ministers I've spoken to over the years who said John got it wrong, or it wasn't the Passover that John was doing. They've got muddled up. The disciples, well, the other Gospels and John's Gospel disagreed on this thing, right? Right, that's one interpretation. Well, you can imagine I don't go along with that one, right? Because I can say for absolute certainty that what John is talking about when Jesus is in the upper room, it's the Passover, and I'll give you just a couple of reasons why. Yeah, the events that happen in John's Gospel when he tells that Peter's going to deny him is what happened in the upper room, and he also, Jesus tells them that he's going to be betrayed and delivered over to the authorities. Yeah. That spooked Judas. He didn't do that twice. It wasn't one meal for one occasion and he did it again. It's one occasion. So when John's describing what happens, it's the Passover meal. He doesn't use the word Passover, but he's filling in the details of what the others have seen, right? Okay? So, I'm saying there is not a contradiction between John and the other Gospels. That's my starting point. Right, so, I've got two alternative theories that I've come across that explain this verse. Yeah? And it's this, right? They didn't want to become ceremonially unclean so they couldn't eat the Passover. Who are the they? It's the Sanhedrin. They'd been up all night. They were waiting for Judas to turn up to tell them when, where Jesus was having the Passover in the first place. Right? So they've not had chance to eat the Passover. Yeah? So they are willing to let that go by in order to get Jesus put up and executed, and then they go home and celebrate the Passover all nice and thank you, hunky dory. Yeah. Right? So the they means them. Yeah. That, not Jerusalem, no. Not the other disciples, not anybody else. It means these guys that are stitching him up who need the Passover. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's the best explanation, right? Mm-hmm. The alternative explanation is this. When John uses the word Passover, he doesn't mean the particular Passover meal, he means the Passover week. Mm-hmm. Right? So the Passover feast lasted 7 days. Mm-hmm. You know how the Jews like their feasts, don't we? Mm-hmm. Right? You've got to make the party last. So anyway, Passover went on for a week. So it meant that they wouldn't defile themselves, so they couldn't carry on celebrating Passover throughout the week. Mm-hmm. Right? That's another alternative explanation. Either of which makes it quite clear that John's talking about the Passover just as the same as the other disciples. Yeah. Gospels, right? Yeah. So we've cleared that up, haven't we? Yeah. You happy now?
Yeah.
Right. But the thing that stands out is how hypocritical these people are. Yeah. They're willing to forego their religious murder for the religious niceties. They don't want to be unclean. They're unclean on the inside, that's for sure. Yeah. Yeah? Right. Right, so Pilate came out to them. You see? Yeah. Now, how do you think Pilate felt about that?
Irritated.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, you are Gentile scum, and we won't have any dealings with you. You've got to come out to us. We're not coming into you. Mm-hmm. Right? So that put him on a good start, didn't it? Right? Mm-hmm. So Pilate goes out to them, and he asks them, "What charges are you bringing against this man?" That's a perfectly right way of going about it. It's a legal thing, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's not what you say, it's the way that you say it.
Yeah.
I think he's really saying it's what you got up to now. He's doing it in a legal way.
Yeah.
Okay. So, there's the charges. What charges are you bringing up against this man? That's a perfectly reasonable question.
Yeah.
Just look at their answer. If he were not a criminal, they replied, we would not have handed him over to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, they're saying, you stupid man, we know what we're doing, you just go along with it. That's really what they're saying, isn't it? We've got all the stuff sorted out, you just rubber stamp it, that's all we want.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that put him on a good putting with him as well, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, so Pilate doesn't realise that they passed the death penalty, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks it's just one of their ecclesiastical stitch-ups, yeah?
Yeah?
So he says to them, Pilate said, take him yourselves and judge him by your own law.
Mm-hmm.
You can carry out your own punishments, carry on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anything to do with it. Yeah, so that's his answer. But the point being is, they know that Pilate's got to be involved because they want the death penalty.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We have no right to execute anyone, they objected.
Yeah?
That's what they're saying to Pilate.
Yeah.
We've got to involve you, but you're going to rubber stamp it because we can't execute anybody. And we've just passed the death penalty on this guy. That's what it's about. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, fancy is Jesus is in the hands of these rulers, yeah? Great, eh? So, he says, this happened so that the words Jesus had spoken indicating the kind of death he was going to die would be fulfilled. Well, Jesus had prophesied how he was going to die. How was he going to die?
Crucifixion.
Right? If it had been a Jewish court, how would he been how would he have been executed? They'd have stoned him. Yeah? They'd have stoned him. Right? That's the normal Jewish way of executing people. They did that to Stephen. They didn't have the right to do that. It was just a mob happening at that time. Yeah, that was
later
in
Acts. All them disciples died violently.
They did, yes. So they say we can't do it. And Jesus saying, "This is the way I'm going to die." He says, "I'm going to be lifted up." He was on my crucifixion, of course. So Jesus is saying the way he's going to be crucified. Of course, the Jews wanted him to be executed, and they weren't too unhappy that he was going to be crucified. Do you know why?
Because they feel could stand and look at him.
They could look at him, but there's something else about it.
It was
outside the city. That's one of the things. Yeah, but there's something about being hanged on a tree.
It's a
curse. It's not just a shame. It was a Jewish curse. Cursed is anybody who's hanged on the tree. So they thought, we'd get Jesus strung up. Right? Everybody's going to think, ah, it's a waste of time now, he's cursed. Right? That's their intention.
Yeah.
What's Jesus' intention? He's going to be cursed in order that you won't be. Mm-hmm. He's taking the curse on himself. Mm-hmm. They didn't plan that. But God did. So all through all of this, here's human malice, stirred up by the devil, no doubt, yeah? Human malice, and yet God's purpose of grace. How can anybody but God fit those two together? It's incredible, isn't it? But he's doing it at this point.
It's
to fulfill prophecy, yes, yeah. Yeah. They pierced my hands and my feet.
Yeah.
That's no, Psalm 23. No, Psalm 22. Isaiah 51, 53 is about he was crucified. It talks about the death of Jesus then as well. Yeah. Okay, so they say to fulfil what Jesus had said. Pilate, verse 33. Pilate then went back inside the palace and summoned Jesus. Right. So Pilate, having seen this lot, then takes Jesus inside with him. His soldiers bring Jesus in, of course, under guard. Right. And the first question he asks him, are you the king of the Jews? Because that's what they're accusing him of being, you see. That's what they've been saying. Are you the king of the Jews? Right, so that's the charge. And what's the charge in being the king of the Jews? No, they've got kings. They've had kings.
It's Caesar.
It's a political charge. That's what it's about. You claim to be a king means you're setting up yourself in opposition to Caesar. That was the point there. Right? So that's what they're bringing, a political charge. And in fact, I think it's in the other Gospels, where Pilate gets a bit not too keen about going ahead with all of this. They say to him, if you don't do this, we'll report you to Rome. You see, and he gives in, of course. Yeah? But anyway, that's in the other Gospels. Yeah? Right, so... are you the king of the Jews? And verse 34, is that your own idea, Jesus asked, or did others talk to you about me?
He didn't answer
anything. Well, Jesus always asks questions, you notice that?
Yeah.
But it's important Jesus asked the question, because he's, we'd say, witnessing to Pilate. He's really saying is, you know,
what do you think?
Is that what you think? Or is it what you've been told? Because that's important. If Pilate thinks this, when we're onto something that might be interesting and worthwhile. But, no.
Well, he was Jewish, wasn't he? The answer of question was a question.
They do, yes. Well, Jesus is a master of that as well, of course, yeah. So, was that your own idea, or did others talk to you about me? So, Jesus is clearing the issue as to what it's about. And Pilate's answer is rather scathing, isn't it? Am I a Jew? Replied Pilate, yeah. Well, I know how he said that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Am I a Jew?
Yeah, no, I'm not, you know, it's just a scathing comment. Am I a Jew? You're joking. Yeah, right. It was your people and your chief priests who handed you over to me. What is it you've done? Right, so, basically, he's assuming that they had some reason for handing him over.
Yeah.
Right? They can see that they're being, the people who handed him over, they're doing it out of envy.
Yeah.
I suspect he feared, he knows. I mean, he's seen Jesus around Jerusalem, he must have done, heard about him.
Mm-hmm.
He realises that Jesus is getting more popular than the priests.
Mm-hmm.
And so, he knows that it's out of envy that they're doing this.
Yeah.
So, but he wants to find out what's all the background going on here. What is it you've done?
Mm-hmm.
So let's clear the situation and find out. Verse 36. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place." So Jesus is clarifying the question. Are you a king? See, well, Jesus couldn't say yes, and he couldn't say no to that question. He has to make clear what he means by king is not the same as what Pilate means. When Pilate says, "Are you a king?" he means political. When Jesus means king, he means spiritual. Yeah? So that's what Jesus is clarifying here. So he's saying, "My kingdom," so he's actually saying, "I am a king, but not of the sort you think." Right? Yeah? "My kingdom is not of this world." Yeah? So Jesus' reign and rule is not like the world does it.
Yeah,
it's a different kind altogether. "If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews." You know, kings have their armies.
Yeah.
He says, "If I was like one of you lot, I'd have my army in and sort you out."
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't do it that way in my kingdom.
No.
Yeah, right? So and the other thing that's important about this is, and Peter could have messed this up seriously, when he starts trying to chop people's ears off and heads and things, yeah, he's making it look like they're just like an ordinary kingdom.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, yeah. So that's why Jesus told him to stop it, of course, yeah. So, they would fight to prevent my arrest by the... Notice who he says.
Mm-hmm.
By the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
It should have... What we would have said, if I were a normal king, I'd have my army prevent the Romans arresting me.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the Romans that arrested him, the Romans were interested.
It's the Jews.
But it's not, when we use the word Jews, this is one of the unfortunate things about the Gospel. When the Gospel writers were writing, they knew what they meant by the word Jews. What's happened is it's been spread over to everybody. Anybody who's a Jew gets blasted by the same thing. When they use the word Jews, they mean the authorities.
Yeah.
The top brass, the religious elite, they are the Jews. Of course, John's a Jew.
Yes.
Yeah, Paul's a Jew. They're all Jews.
All Jews.
Yeah, but it's these Jews mean authorities.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he's talking about. Yeah. Right. So. Right. So from now on, my kingdom is from another place.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Pilate ought to be interested in all of this, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
I imagine he was.
My kingdom is from another place.
Yeah.
Well, John doesn't tell us, but there are bits about Pilate that. Pilate didn't want Jesus executed.
No.
And the reason he didn't want Jesus executed, I think he thought he was innocent. But the other is, he didn't like doing what the Jews wanted him to do.
He wanted
to get back at them. And John doesn't mention all of these little bits and bobs. One of the things about Pilate was that somewhere in the process, his wife sends him a message. John doesn't tell us that because he knows he read it already. His missus had a dream and she sent the message to Pilate, "Don't have anything to do with this righteous man." I suffered a lot because of this guy in my dream. And so very superstitious. I mean, it's amazing how people superstitious they can really be, you know. Pilate's superstitious. It's bad luck to mess around with these guys. So anyway, that's going on in his mind as well. Right, so "You are a king then," Pilate said. Yes? So he's got the proper answer, but he's not a type of king that he thought he was.
Right.
Jesus answered, "You are right in saying I am a king." Now you know what I mean. "In fact, for this reason I was born. And for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." So Jesus is making some really profound statements to this pagan guy. He says, "I was born for this purpose."
Mm-hmm.
"I didn't just make myself king. I've been appointed by God to be the king. Yeah? I was born for this purpose, and also, in fact, I came into the world. What's he saying about himself? I mean, we could say we came into the world, couldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't mean what Jesus means.
No. Right? Came down.
You came from heaven. Mm-hmm. Came out of heaven into our world. That's what he's saying. Yeah? And he says, I came into the world to testify to the truth. Mm-hmm. He's the one that tells us how it really is, what reality is all about.
Mm-hmm.
He testifies to that. And then he makes this amazing statement, everyone on the side of truth listens to me.
Mm.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
If you've got a kind heart towards Jesus, you're on the side of truth.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the shepherd. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is saying that the test stone of whether you really believe anything that's right or not is if you believe me, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you don't, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so, Jesus is making it very clear there's such a thing as truth.
Mm.
Now, I've got news for you, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
In our society today, in the culture in which we live,
mm-hmm.
truth is not existing
truth
is anymore.
Not truth, but who said that in? That was Trump's lawyer the other day. He said truth is not truth.
Well, he's not the only one that said that.
Yeah.
The modern sort of post-Christian view is what the world we're in at the worst. Postmodern world is what we're in, right? And the basic idea is that there is no such thing as truth.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on your environment, the background,
yeah.
all of that stuff. What's true for you may not be true for me.
Yeah.
And that's the way they think,
yeah.
right? And so Christian, we are in a bit of a ticklish situation. Because we believe there is such a thing as right and wrong,
exactly.
true and false.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's always been like that until our modern guys have turned up with this idea. And so there's a war going on over the truth.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And anyone on the side of truth still listening to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There is such a thing as truth. One of the problems we live even in the church, people will use, and this is Francis Schaeffer came up with this many years and years ago, he says they will use God words but they don't mean what we mean.
Yeah.
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 Like kingdom.
Yeah.
Jesus has to clarify what he means by being a king because what they mean by king and what he means by king are not the same.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And when they talk about God and faith, they don't mean what we mean by God and faith. But it sounds very nice and we're all part of the same gang now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Someone said the other day that I heard, they said that they're not praying in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ these days. They're saying in his name.
Right.
Whose name?
Yeah.
They're not mentioning Jesus.
Mm. Yeah, let's go back.
Yeah.
So, Jesus makes it very clear that such a thing is true. One of the strange things, I'm sorry it's all philosophical at the moment, but it really is important in which we live in this day. One of the really amazing things is the people who tell you can't say something's right or wrong. There's no such thing as absolute truth. Do you know what they just made? They've made a statement of absolute truth.
Yes.
There's absolutely no truth. Well, that's a true statement, isn't it? They're making that. It's absolute. Yeah. It's a contradiction.
Yeah.
But I believe there is such a thing as absolute truth. It's God's truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Jesus is saying, anybody on the side of truth? Listens to me. Well, Pilate, listen to what he says.
Mm-hmm.
What is true? Pilate asks. What does he mean?
Mm-hmm.
What is true?
Mm-hmm.
What's he mean? You know, this is the way it works. Again, today, Pilate's a modern man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Pilate is basically saying, I don't care whether it's true or not.
Yeah.
If it works, it matters. That's all that matters. I'm practical. I'm a practical guy. Don't talk to me about philosophy.
Yeah.
Right? He's lost it.
Mm.
He doesn't believe there's such a thing as truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so he can't recognise it when it's smack in front of his eyes. I mean, this is the fact, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here is truth standing in front of him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I think in a way he was, because he was going back out to the Jews and say, I can't find anything wrong.
Well, we know that.
Yes.
We know that, yes.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the deeper things, he's not into. Pilate was a hard guy, you know.
Yeah.
He really was, and in fact, he got sacked eventually. He was sent back to Rome, but the emperor died before he got there,
yeah.
And the suggestion is he committed suicide in case of getting bumped before he got bumped off Earth. Yeah? But we don't know. We don't know all the details in Pilate. But he wasn't a nice guy in many ways. But I feel sorry for him in a way, because he's been put in the position.
Really,
but
no,
the thing about Pilate, and again, this is the modern what, politicians, businessmen. I shouldn't say this, should I? Not be very nice to him, am I?
But it's the truth.
It's the truth. It's this. What is Pilate interested in? Pilate is interested in keeping his job.
Yes.
That's all he's bothered about. Get rid of the Jesus. I don't want to know. I want to keep my job. That's all it's about.
That's right. Yeah.
Sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't care about truth, because he's going to lose his soul.
Yeah.
And he's going to lose his job as well.
There's
nothing changed wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why the Bible's so relevant. I said this to someone the other day. Yes, it was a friend of ours, yeah. The interesting thing about the Bible, modern technology's completely shot off the edge of the what we expected, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everything's so fast and modern technology is amazing stuff.
Yeah.
I said, but the interesting thing about the Bible is, for human beings, with all their technology, you know, we can do things faster, we can do more, we can go to the moon, but the point, the basics of all of it is, human beings are still the same.
Yeah.
At heart, we're still the same.
Right.
I always say this about Jehu. You've heard about Jehu in the Old Testament? He drove his chariot really mad, right? Okay, well, Jehu drove a chariot, yeah? But mad drivers are still around. Yeah, it's just their technology's changed, that's all.
Yeah,
and the same with people. Pilate. Pilate's just the same today as he would have been then, yeah? What's truth? Don't care.
Yeah.
Don't bother me. I just want to make a living, get on with life and all that stuff.
Gordon Brown said that for the Jews.
Yes, I'm pleased to hear that, yeah.
What do you think behind that?
Maybe it was a minister's son, you know.
Yeah.
A minister's son.
A minister's son.
Yes, he grew up in the maths.
Yeah.
He actually was in the same class as my Jean, you know.
Oh.
In the same class at school, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Kirkcaldy, yeah. Not that he did Jean any good, I don't suppose.
I think it's just against racism.
It may be. It may be, yes.
Dennis, I know what you're saying about the other Gospels and knowing.
Yeah.
But why did, when Jesus answered, you are right in saying I'm a king, in fact for this reason I was born, and for this reason I came into the world,
yes.
wouldn't Pilate have known that, would he, if Jesus said that to him?
No.
Well,
Jesus.
Why, I can't understand. If he was trying to be a bit inquisitive about anything, why you didn't take him up on anything like that?
Well,
it just seems
because you listen to the Lord, you see, but Pilate, he's not interested. He couldn't be bothered. He wants Jesus off his hands.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be bothered.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
get it out, do what you want with it.
Right. Right. Okay. Now then. Where have we got? What is true? Yes. Then he went out again to the Jews and said, I find no basis for a charge against him.
Yeah.
Right, so Pilate gives his verdict. That was God forcing him to say that, in fact. Yeah, he said, he's not done anything wrong. Right, I find no basis for the charge against him. Yeah. But now then.
Yeah.
Now then. Again, John's assuming a lot of things here. He says, but it's your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So basically, he knows that they're up to no good.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got this idea in his mind. Yeah. Let me release a prisoner for you. You've got a custom of this. Fancy him going along with Jewish customs. He thinks this might be a way to get Jesus off his hands.
Yeah,
he wants the peace, doesn't he?
Exactly. Do you want me to release the King of the Jews?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That was a bad way of putting
it.
Right? He's just wound them up now.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, Pilate couldn't resist having a go.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Yeah. Yeah. Do you want me to release you the King of the Jews? If anything's going to put them off Jesus, he's going to calling him that. Because remember, when Jesus is being presented to them, he's just been in the barracks with the soldiers, being beaten up, got a crown of thorns on his head. He's a mess.
Yeah.
Right? And so, bringing this spectacle out, saying, do you want me to release him to you?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So, no, they shouted back. No, not him. Give us Barabbas. Right? Well, something's been going on, of course, in the background. While Pilate's been talking to Jesus and all that, the authorities have been stirred. There's a crowd have gathered already by now. They've been stirring up the crowd to say, you know, if they start saying we want somebody, say Barabbas. Mm-hmm. Right? We don't say Jesus. They've fixed it.
Yeah.
Fixed all the way along, isn't it? Right? Yeah. Yeah. Right? So, they shouted back, no, not him, give us Barabbas. Right? Now, Barabbas had taken part in a rebellion.
Yeah.
We read in I think it's in Luke's Gospel.
Yeah.
He was a murderer.
Yeah.
He was a pretty bad lot, was our Barabbas. Mm. Right? And why did Pilate choose Barabbas? He gave him a choice, you see. Mm-hmm. He was thinking, I've got this fixed.
They
want to
keep Barabbas.
Right? Yeah. He thought
Barabbas
he got it fixed.
Obviously the criminal, wasn't he?
Yeah. One of the other things that we're not told about is the bit with Pilate and Herod.
Yeah.
Because Pilate was trying to get it off his hands. At one stage, Jesus was, they told him that Jesus was from the area of the Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Herod was in town for the Passover festival, mm-hmm. and he knew that Herod's jurisdiction was the Galilee area.
Yeah.
So he thought, great way to get rid of this boy Jesus, mm-hmm. you know. What I'll do is I'll send him over to Pilate, to Herod. And Herod can put sort in that. Right? And Herod was really keen to see Jesus, but Jesus didn't answer a word to him, in fact. You know? And Herod gets really miffed and sends him back.
Yeah.
What do you think Pilate thought when he saw the soldiers coming back with Jesus? I thought I'd fix this one.
Yeah.
Right, but he's back again, yeah. Right, so it comes to this bit about Barabbas, yeah. Give us Barabbas, and we're going to finish on this one, but it's interesting. What does Barabbas mean? It's Aramaic. Bar means son of... No, Abba means Abba, father. Son of the father. Right? Isn't that interesting? He's called son of the father. Right? And we've got this real son of the father being imprisoned here, right? Yeah. Right, yeah. And the other thing that's interesting about all of this, I don't know what became of Barabbas. I mean, they've written books about this, you know, and all these things. But it's all entire speculation, right? But if I'd have been Barabbas, I'd have thought, I've got away with it here, right?
Yes.
And it would have been an opportunity for repentance and faith, wouldn't it? Because in what, again, just to show you, God's at work in these incredibly, terribly sad details.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Here we have this criminal being left scot-free, right? And the innocent going to judgment.
Yeah.
And that's a picture of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, what's happening is the gospel.
Yeah.
The innocent dies in the place of the guilty.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen. Right?
That's
what Jesus is doing. And, I mean, Barabbas, more literally than most of us would say, he died for me.
Yeah.
I hope he did. I don't know. It's your chance, isn't it? It's definitely going to be a good one to think about. And just one last word about Pilate, you know. I don't know if it comes in later. I haven't read on to chapter 19. I've read it before, but you get so full of all the Gospels in your mind, you're not sure whether it's there or not. But when Jesus is put on the cross, Pilate puts up an inscription, an accusation, and he writes it up in the different languages, Aramaic, Greek, Hebrew, and Latin. So anybody going by can read it. And it says, I mean, the different Gospels give you different bits of it, but the full outline will be something like, this is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
Yeah.
That was the accusation against him,
yeah.
which was true.
Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
But when the Jews, the authorities, see the inscription, they're really upset. They said to him, don't put up, he's the King of the Jews. Put up, he said he thought he was the King of the Jews. He claimed to be the King of the Jews. Right? And Pilate says, what I have written, I have written. Take that and stuff it in your pipe and smoke it. It's his last chance to get back at them. They stitched him up. He's going to do one to them now. In the middle of all this human nastiness and viciousness, Jesus is dying for you and for me. Incredible.
Totally astounding. It had to happen, didn't it?
Yes. Anyway, we get on to Pilate sentencing him next. Very terrible. Anyway, we'll leave that for chapter 19. Oh dear, not good, is it? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that in the injustice of all that was going on, a mock trial, Lord, liars testifying, Lord, the authorities acting out of malice, envy, Lord, and Pilate, a weak puppet in their hands, as it were, Lord. All of this going on, and yet behind the scenes, Father, your Son was going to die for us. We are humbled and amazed, Lord, that you're willing to take the shame of all this stitch-up, Lord, and to go through all of that because you loved us. And Lord, thank you for your grace towards us. Lord, we, too, like Barabbas, are the guilty ones that are set free because you took our place. We want to say thank you, Lord, for your mercies and your grace to us. Help us to live in the knowledge of that and appreciate, Lord, what you've done for us, you can do for others too, as we seek to live our lives out as witnesses of this wonderful salvation. Grant us your blessing, Father, and help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.